today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It's a time when you are glad to be together with people, but also reminded of a thing that is still painful.
Ho, 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 peoples. It's our holiday music series here on Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan. Patrick Foster is off today. We've been trading these episodes back and forth, just in the spirit of cooperation, I guess. the spirit of divide and conquer on this thing. Anyway, but I have with me here for today's episode my friend Matt Carlson. Matt Carlson of several bands. He can fill you in on that, but also a key figure in this Rockin' the Holidays free download album compilation thing. Matt is has a label called Phonophore Records, and he helped us distribute this this collection of 30 tracks for free that you can get off of Bandcamp. Welcome, Matt.
Hey, Jim. How's it going?
It's going okay. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you, sir. Same to you.
So, Matt, before we get into the two songs today, let's just talk a little bit about Rockin' the Holidays. I came to you with this idea back in, like, June or July or something like
that. Yeah, I was thinking sometime, it was, like, July. That was what I had in my head.
Yeah, sometime when we weren't thinking about the cold and snow of Michigan.
No, and it's very cold and very snowy here.
That's right. So, you're in the Lansing area?
I am.
What are the holidays like for you?
So I'm pretty lucky. I don't have to travel too much, but it's it tends to be a lot of what my dad used to call falderal. I don't know if anybody else is familiar with that old-timey old man word. It's a lot of trouble for what often can feel like not a lot of reward. There's a lot of running around trying to make sure people don't feel left out and everybody gets seen and everybody gets heard. And this year we're doing a thing at our house where my wife works retail. She's never had Christmas Eve off the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've decided we're not going anywhere on Christmas Eve, and we're going to stay home with our two adult kids. And the four of us are just going to hang out and eat food and watch movies and have fun.
That sounds great. So when I came to you with this idea for this holiday project, and I don't think either of us thought it would be 30 tracks. Like, that's kind of insane.
No way.
But when I came to this idea, what did you think?
I was a little, I don't want to say conflicted. I was very excited because I love it when there are these community projects. I've done a couple of comps with, like, mm-hmm. tribute comps and stuff. And it's really fun to sort of get a big group of people excited about a thing. And there's a lot of momentum that comes from that. It's also a difficult thing to wrangle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard because almost all of these people are doing this as, like, a second job or a hobby or something that they love to do. And so it's trying to sort of court, like, 30 tracks means 30 points of contact.
That's right.
So it's always sort of that balancing act of figuring out, how do I pull this off without leaving somebody behind? But how do I also sort of do it professionally in a way where it comes out on time and, you know, kind of balancing all that stuff. And then also trying to make sure you get it all done at a time of year where there are more demands on our time. So it was like, I was excited about it and I was apprehensive.
So are you a fan of Christmas music? It's okay if you're not.
Generally speaking, not. No.
Okay.
No. I'm not, like, a hater, but I'm not one of those people who gets, like, super worked up to, like, wait till, like, the day after Thanksgiving so that I'm allowed to listen to Christmas music. There are a handful of records that I like and enjoy, but generally speaking, no, I don't typically get too torqued about Christmas songs.
If you had to pick a favorite, what would it be?
If I had to pick a favorite Christmas album?
Yeah, yes, sure.
John Denver and the Muppets.
Oh, nice.
Without question. It is a collection of songs that I think are still really good. It's incredibly sweet, and it reminds me deeply of my childhood. That's a record that I still love very much.
That's great. That's a good pick. Very good. Okay. All right, so people can get the free download by going to Bandcamp, the easiest thing to do is go to suburbspod.com, and we have a banner there, and you can click on that and it'll take you right to the record. You can click on buy digital album and just enter zero, and it is our gift to you. And when I say our, I mean everybody who participated in this, and that's the thing. There were a lot
of
people.
It takes a village.
A lot of people, as Matt said, and we were so delighted at how many people wanted to do this. People who not only submitted maybe songs they already had in the can, but people who went out and wrote and recorded songs just for this project. That's an amazing thing. So, okay, so today we are going to talk about tracks 26 and 27. I'm going to start here with track 26. That is from a band called The Homewreckers. And The Homewreckers are Toledo, Ohio's premier party band. Anybody who is familiar at all with Northwest Ohio, the music scene, would know The Homewreckers. They played for many, many, many years. Mostly a cover band, but the kind of band that just, you would see at local festivals, that would play just a lot of gigs around town, and everybody just had a great time, with their music. And, my friend, Stephen J. Athanas, who has been on the podcast, was the leader of The Homewreckers. In addition to, he's had many different bands over the years. A lot of them doing original music, but as I said, the Homewreckers, he would admit this was his sort of cash cow, and he did it for many years and was able to be a working musician, which is a difficult thing. And he submitted a song that we played earlier on the podcast, that's a little bit earlier in the compilation, from a band he had called The Ogres. That was an original song. But this one is sort of a hybrid. It is Santa's Got a Big Old Bag, and you're going to hear the party band in action here. This was a recording they made several years ago, and we'll let Steven talk about it now.
Yes, the late, great Bahamian guitarist and singer Joseph Spence. His version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Hello, everyone. It's Stephen J. Athanas, and I am here, proud as can be, to have my music represented on the Rockin' the Suburbs Christmas collection. Thank you to Jim, and thank you to Patrick very much. The song you're about to hear was a kind of a ripoff. No, not kind of. It was a ripoff of James Brown's great song, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. This is a Christmas version that I wrote the lyrics for, and it's called, of course, Santa's Got a Big Old Bag, and very apropos for the season. This was performed live by one of my groups called The Homewreckers. It was a nine-piece band with horns, and man, it was a lot of fun. We lasted about two decades, rocking and rolling. Anyway, Merry Christmas to you all. Enjoy the track, and see you next year.
Merry Christmas, boys and girls! Come in, sister! Someone's on the roof. I hear someone walking, and the sound of reindeer hoof. The roof's starting to sag. Santa's got a big old bag. Look here, brother, and dig this crazy scene. He's coming down the chimney, and man, he sure ain't lean. Must be a drag. Santa's got a big old bag. He's got a bike, he's got a doll. That little old man, he's got it all. He's got computers and video stuff, and as if that just ain't enough. Come here, sister, 'cause someone's on the roof. I hear someone walking, yes I do, and the sound of reindeer hoof. The roof's on the side, 'cause Santa's got a big old bag. Santa, he's on the scene. Santa, he's never mean. He ain't that funky, but looks all right. His suit is red, his beard is white. He's the man. He's got a big old bag. Come on, Santa. Come on, Santa. I've been a good boy. I want a toy. Come fill my stocking with comfort and joy. Makes you.
All right, very good. That is a lot of fun. I want to mention here that you can listen to my interview with Stephen J. Athanas, episodes 673 and 674. It was a two-part interview where I sat down, talked with him about his whole life as a musician. Really interesting stuff. Goes back to stories about how I met him when I was in high school, and he was in a band called the Wet Shavers. So there you go. Let's see. I also want to mention you can follow Steven on Instagram at Steven, that's with a V, S-T-E-V-E-N-J dot Athanas, A-T-H-A-N-A-S. And thank you very much for contributing two songs to this project. All right, now we're going to move on to track 27. Now this is a band listeners may be a bit familiar with called Harbor Coat. What is Harbor Coat, Matt?
Well, it began as an REM song from the Reckoning album. And I turned a bunch of songs I had that, for whatever reason, just didn't feel like thematically or musically they were necessarily like the right fit for the stick arounds at the time. And I sort of had all these songs. And I started Harbor Coat with a couple of guys from the stick arounds and a few other cats from the Lansing scene. And it's a little less power pop and a little more kind of REM and maybe early Wilco, and has a little bit more of an Americana thing going on.
Very cool. And what is this song?
This song is called This Is Christmas. And this is a song I wrote last year. I must confess, it's a bit of a downer. It's a bit of a blue Christmas number. The reality is that since 2020, when my dad died rather unexpectedly, the holidays don't really feel the same. And it's hard to kind of navigate that and kind of figure out like these there. It feels like there's always a hole at these family gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a time when you are glad to be together with people, but also reminded of a thing that is still painful. And so it's this weird kind of like obligatory combination of these two disparate feelings. And I was really struggling with this, particularly last year. And I wrote this for, there's a comp that we do every year here in Michigan called Snowhawk that's done by a local label that I'm super involved with called GTG. And they every year do like this open submission thing. And I've done covers and stuff, but I'd never written my own song. And I decided last year I was going to write a song. And then pretty quickly this thing came out.
Doesn't feel like Christmas. It's just duty snow, dim lights, and paltry cheer. I swear it wasn't always like this. December just gets darker every year. It's Christmas. Happy now to see you all again.
Very, very good song, Matt. Thank you very much for giving that to all of us.
Thank you.
I want to mention that we have talked with Matt before on this podcast a few different times. Let's see. I'm going to run this down. Let's see. Episodes 1398 and 1399 are called A Conversation with Matt Carlson of The Stick Arounds and Harbor Coat. Let's see, episode 1407, Interview with the Stickarounds, and episode 1674 and 1675, our live interview and live performance by Matt Carlson. So thanks very much for being part of this community. We love it that you are so involved and appreciate everything you do, Matt.
Thank you so much for letting me be a part of it. It's really, it's an absolute pleasure. It's a wonderful community, and I'm humbled to be a part of it.
And we're going to see you, I think, at the next Suburbs Fest. We are planning
That's
one
right.
for... Go ahead.
I was just looking at that on the calendar this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to have some information up this week. Literally this week, we finally got it all together. Well, I shouldn't say all together. It's never quite all together. But
we got enough of it together.
We have enough of it together to share. So go to suburbspod.com, and there's going to be information there. The next Suburbs Fest will be July 31st through August 2nd. In Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's grand.
Grand.
That's right. And Stick Arounds are going to be playing there.
Yes, indeed. And that will be that'll be a treat. That'll be the first Stick Around show in quite a while. Like, unless something changes, that'll be the first Stick Around show in over a year.
Wow. Well, you've been busy doing a lot of solo performing and traveling around the country. And how did that all go?
The eastern half, where I saw you guys over at Mike Snyder's, was it was all amazing, Jim. The eastern half, I actually made some money. The western half, I kind of lost my ass financially.
It's tough.
And that was a real kick in the pants. But I spent 6 weeks seeing America in a way that most people never will. And so, I mean, I was gone this year for 2.5 months. And I got to tour in a way that I've wanted to do that since I was 15. And I got to make it a reality. And that's pretty fucking special.
That's amazing. Where can people read about your adventures?
People can read about my adventures and all kinds of other stuff over at my Substack. If you're not familiar, that's basically like a website, like Medium or a blogging platform, and you'll get an email from me every day, and you can sign up for a free subscription at whatamimaking.substack.com.
That's great. And what about where can people hear your music?
Probably the best place to find our music. I mean, you can find Harborcoat and the Stick Arounds on all the typical digital streaming services. I tend to send people toward our Bandcamp if they're interested, and especially if they want to support financially. You can go in there, and there is a bunch of stuff in there that's available for free, and then you can pay more if you want to. You can throw us a buck for a single or $2 or something. You can find all that over there on Bandcamp. Just search for Phono4 Records. It's Phono4E. It's all in the same universe where we're putting out the holiday comp.
Yeah, it's great. And you have some physical product available
too. We have for both bands. I've got CDs and vinyl.
That's great. Okay, so tomorrow we are going to wrap this up with the final three tracks of the 30 track Rockin' the Holidays. Thanks very much, Matt, for all your help.
Wow, thank you so much for letting me be a part of it, Jim. It's been a treat.
And happy holidays to everyone. On behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, I don't know about you. You have dogs, right, Matt? Or you've had
dogs?
Cat.
I'm a cat person, Jim. I'm sorry.
Person.
We have a cat.
Well, then you know a lot about the naughty list for pets.
I do know a lot about the naughty
list. Yeah, so we're working with Shadow, trying to get him off the naughty list, but we're hoping. There's only a few days left, so.
Only a few days left.
He's got to shape up.
Better get to work, buddy.
That's right. On behalf of all of that, thank you very much for listening. I'm Jim Lenihan. It's Rockin' Suburbs, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Kind of a ripoff. No, not kind of. It was a ripoff.